Temporary tall fencing and concrete inaugural barriers. I'm Dick Iuliano.
The Prince George's County Schools update regarding a return to in-person learning. I'm Christy King.
Some Washingtonians hope for national unity, but remain watchful. I'm Kate Ryan.
Good morning. Welcome in. 1 o'clock on WDTOP.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago.
It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new
John Legend was just one on a long list of inaugural celebration performers featured at the Lincoln Memorial. After being sworn in as the nation's 46th president, Joe Biden spoke about coming together as a nation. History was made as Vice President Kamala Harris became the first woman ever to hold that office.
We are undaunted in our belief that we shall overcome, that we will rise up. This is American aspiration.
President Trump, who is now in Florida, did not attend the swearing-in ceremony, but Vice President Mike Pence did, and so did three former presidents, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama.
Well, I think the fact that the three of us are standing here talking about a peaceful transfer of power speaks to the institutional integrity of our country.
So this is an unusual thing. We are both trying to come back to normalcy, deal with totally abnormal challenges, and do what we do best, which is try to make a more perfect union. It's an exciting time.
We've got to not just listen to folks we agree with, but listen to folks we don't.
CBS News senior White House correspondent Ed O'Keefe reports the president, after taking office, wasted no time in getting down to business.
President Biden and the First Lady arrived at the White House trailed by family members and flanked by Secret Service. Inside, freshly hung pictures of the new occupants already on the walls, and a letter waiting for Mr. Biden from President Trump.
Because it was private, I will talk about it.
Mr. Biden wasted no time getting to work in the Oval Office, signing executive orders ending construction launched by President Trump on the southern border wall, scrapping his so-called Muslim travel ban, and rejoining the Paris Climate Agreement. He also ordered a nationwide masking policy on federal property and extended a pause on evictions, foreclosures, and student loan payments.
The first member of President Biden's cabinet to be confirmed by the Senate, Avril Haines, as Director of National Intelligence, the first woman to hold that title. Missouri plans mass vaccination sites by the end of the month in an effort to get more protection against COVID-19 to more people. Governor Mike Parsons says he is activating the National Guard to help with new vaccination sites. And Missouri, he says, is finally seeing some good news in the numbers.
We continue to see encouraging signs in the data. The data shows that cases are declining and vaccine availability is increasing.
This is CBS News.
George Wallace here, and it's January. We've made it to the new year. You know what that means? It's cold, and it's playoff time in the NFL. You know how hard it is to get into the playoffs in the NFL? How about for Washington, going from 2-7 to the playoffs with a coach battling cancer and a quarterback who had 17 operations on his leg? Yeah, that's hard. But you know what isn't? Getting a new roof from New Look Home Design. You don't believe me? Ask the over 40,000 people who have trusted New Look. New Look Home Design offers both virtual and on-site same-day estimates, and the cold weather is not a problem because they have a special winter installation process to ensure shingles are sealed and tight. And they install most roofs in a single day. And if that's not enough, how about this? Through January 31st, you will get 50% off all roofing materials. And qualified applicants can also get 0% financing until 2022. Call 1-800-279-5300 or visit newlookhomedesign.com.
WTOP at 104. Good Thursday morning, January 21st, 2021. Morning flurries give way to rain showers, low in the 30s by daybreak. We're pretty much there right now. We're at 27 degrees this hour. I'm Dean Lane. Thanks for joining us this early morning. Topping the news as we do ride into this Thursday together, Inauguration Day. Looking much different in many ways this week, especially when it came to the lack of huge crowds that we've seen in past years.
It was a cold, blustery day in the district, but some folks did show up here. In fact, the drum corps set up playing in celebration of Joe Biden's inauguration. Several others did show, They wanted to show their support for the new Biden administration, despite the fact they were told not to come out on the streets. One, because of security reasons, and because of COVID-19. We're still in the pandemic.
I don't like it. It takes away from this beautiful city. But I think it was, I don't want to say overkill, because they didn't know and they had all these threats.
Some folks stopping by the north side of the Capitol with their Biden signs, American flags, taking pictures with the Capitol building as a backdrop. Near the Capitol, Ken Duffy, WTOP News.
Two arrests were made near the security perimeter for the inauguration. Mayor Muriel Bowser in D.C. Her office says the arrest by federal law enforcement was for weapons charges. The first made at 17th and Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest for unregistered ammunition. And someone else was apparently arrested at 19th and 8th Streets Northwest for having a BB gun. With the 59th presidential inauguration in the history books this morning, crews are now working this overnight early morning to remove much of the security fencing and traffic barriers in downtown D.C.
COVID and the storming of the Capitol prevented Washington from welcoming as many people to the inauguration as the city would have liked.
But we are proud that the event was executed as well as it was.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser's chief of staff, John Falcicchio, says work began in the night and will continue through the day, dismantling steel fencing and removing concrete barriers.
And we hope to have things back open in the Central Business District by Friday morning.
Crews are working from near the Capitol grounds east to west toward the White House. The National Mall will remain closed until Friday. Dick Iuliano, WTOP News.
WTOP at 106.
Your favorite things feel made for you. Your education should too. University of Maryland Global Campus, formerly University of Maryland University College, was made to serve the military and working adults like you. Today, we continue that tradition by offering frequent start dates so you can get started with convenient online learning that fits your schedule, by recognizing your accomplishments with credits you can earn for what you know, by providing no-cost online resources replacing most textbooks because a college education can fit your budget too, and with no SAT or GRE required for most programs. University of Maryland Global Campus, made for you. You've counted down the seconds. Now make every second count for you. University of Maryland Global Campus will help you say goodbye to 2020 and hello to a new year where you take the next step in your education. Apply by January 31st and we'll waive your application fee. Learn online. Visit umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
WTOP News, 103.5 FM.
Today, every business is digital, from SEO to third-party integration. AmericanEagle.com delivers innovative website design, development, and digital solutions driving business growth for their clients. AmericanEagle.com's work for the American Management Association consisted of building a website and digital program, increasing visibility and member engagement, empowering members to drive their overall mission. AmericanEagle.com was